Well, hello everybody, my name's Guru, and welcome to the Raspy Reaper Podcast, where I just talk about things I enjoy. And today, I'm here to talk about cartoons and animation, mostly because those are the things that I have used to entertain myself ever since I was a very small child. And over the years, my love and appreciation for cartoons and animation have just gotten stronger with the more and more material I've consumed over the years. In my mind, I can't really remember what the first cartoon I ever watched was. I feel like it was something most likely on Cartoon Network, because that channel as a whole really entertained me a lot as a kid. It was the channel that I mainly gravitated towards. Even though I enjoyed any channel that had cartoons on it, Cartoon Network was really the big staple and had a lot of the shows that I really loved and really still enjoy all the way up to today. And I can say Cartoon Network really kind of introduced me to my first real big fandom. The first time I really just kind of fell in love with a show and really just wanted to consume anything I could get that would further my knowledge of a show. And this happened back in 2010 with Adventure Time. I remember when I was 12 years old when I was seeing the commercials for Adventure Time, and I was so excited for it to come out. So on the day it premiered, I was at my grandmother's house, and I ran to my room that I had over there, and I was just sitting down waiting. And when I saw the show begin for the first time, something in my mind just instantly clicked, and I fell in love with the show as a whole. And I just was just so enamored by the entire world and the characters, and I'd really just kind of just dived into it head first, and I knew this was going to be one of my favorite shows of all time. And I can say right now, all these years in the future, it is. It's one of my favorite shows of all time, and really was one of the shows I was sad to see end when it came to its finale this year. And I was like, ah, oh, it sucks to see it go, but I enjoyed the ride of viewing this show and experiencing everything over the years. And I can even thank cartoons for what they did for me in kind of a creative way. Because I remember seeing cartoons as a kid and I was like, oh man, this is so cool. And I would just sit down and try to draw the characters. And then from that, I gained more of a love for just drawing and painting and doing all these things. I remember I would spend all my time, especially in class when I was really bored and I just wasn't really engaging much with a certain topic, I would just sit there and just draw. Maybe just be a little doodle here, stick figure there. But then I started drawing other things because more and more I just draw every day and I would just have fun. And I was like, oh, this is like the greatest. And as a kid, I would even just be in my mind, I would just be sitting there thinking about how cool it was to be able to live in these awesome worlds these cartoons would create for me. Even though most likely, in most scenarios, lived in a lot of these cartoon worlds, such as like Adventure Time, in real life, if the real world was like that, you most likely be dead. Most people would not survive. Even in Adventure Time, the whole human race isn't even around, really. There's like, at the beginning of the show, we have like one human character, which is Finn, and later on we get more. But all of the leftover humans were just chilling on an island, being controlled by Finn's AI mom. Well, I wouldn't say AI, because she isn't artificial intelligence. She's just a person who kind of jacked her mind into a computer and was like, hey, let's do this. But you get what I'm saying. And also, to get onto the more broad subject of just animation, I also fell in love with so much anime growing up as a kid. Like, of course, I like Dragon Ball Z and like One Piece, and I enjoyed all that. But I also kind of fell in love with just any kind of anime I could find. When I was a kid, I would just go on different sites and try to find any anime to consume. It didn't matter what it was. It didn't matter the genre. It didn't matter if it was like a romance. It didn't matter if it was action. Like, of course, I also fell in love with like a lot of shonen, as a lot of young kids do, because it really kind of just targeted my demographic in a way. But I also fell in love with just so many different anime. And that's why even till today, I'll watch any anime no matter what. I don't care what category, what genre it is, I will give it a try. And I found a lot of gems from just being willing to just try any kind of anime and just taking any form that it comes in. And just real quickly, I have to talk about 4Kids. Even though 4Kids is something that kind of has been memed and definitely seen as like, oh, it just took all these different anime and kind of just threw in like a lot of times somewhat shitty intros. It also introduced me to so much. Like, introduced me to so many different shows that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. Because that was the only way to really get them. And also, it was so accessible because I just turned on TV, it'd be there on a Saturday morning, and I just chill as a kid, eat some cereal or some oatmeal, and just have a great time watching it. And it introduced me to One Piece. It introduced me to Shaman King. It introduced me to so many shows that were just great. And with One Piece, it led me into further places in the fact that I later on would decide, hey, I see this show, but I heard there's a manga out there. I've never really read manga, but why don't I just pick it up and see it? Because I'm so interested. I don't want to wait for every episode. I want to see the things that are happening, and I want to learn more, and I want to know it now. So I went out, and I found ways to either find the manga someplace, or I would just find things online. And even to the day, I still enjoy the One Piece manga, and really, that was the starting point for me even reading manga at all and being interested in everything that was out there and getting introduced to so many cool things, because just the number of shows out there does not compare to the number of different wonderful manga that is available. And since we've talked about 4Kids, I should also talk about Toonami, which people love a lot more than 4Kids, understandably, because Toonami did a far better job, in my opinion, in a lot of ways when it came to bringing anime over here to the West. And it really was the catalyst, because a lot of people were watching Dragon Ball Z, which is one of the biggest shows ever. And not only did I watch Dragon Ball Z, I also went out and watched the original Dragon Ball anime and fell in love with that as well. And it was so cool because I already had an idea of what this character would turn into. So seeing his starting off point was really interesting to me. And I've seen the original Dragon Ball manga a good 6 or 7 times all the way through, because I just watched it so many times. And I've probably seen it more times through than I've seen Dragon Ball Z through, which may sound strange, but it's just kind of how it went for me. This is a strange thing. I don't know if other people felt this way. Like, when I started progressively becoming more of an active viewer when it came to going out and seeking more stuff to watch, and I started seeing like a lot of shows that were only English subbed and not dubbed. At one point, I don't know, I feel like other people may have thought about this when they were a kid, even though they had no idea of how hard it would have been to do, was I wanted to learn Japanese when I was a kid simply just to watch anime, just to watch anime that hadn't been subbed or dubbed. And I was like, let me go learn this whole new language just to watch shows, just to watch shows. And that's how much I just fell in love with animation in general. I just like, oh man, this is awesome. And not to mention all the great stuff I found online. There's so much great online animation, whether it be on YouTube or other sites, and even watching like Newgrounds as a kid and seeing so many cool things out there. And just open myself up to this whole world of just amazing, amazing stuff. And the coolest thing about cartoons is when you find good cartoons as a kid, especially ones that kind of give you like a message, because you can find so many shows out there that have like a message for the kids. Or there'd be something like Steven Universe today that has a message for the kids. And it really, it brings in a bigger audience, but also kind of gives kids a good message in a way of like acceptance and being who you are and all those cool things. And I feel like a lot of cartoons growing up really taught me a lot of lessons, even the ones that weren't going out of their way to be educational and weren't going out of their way to just teach me about a topic or a subject or something. Even they kind of taught me something, because they had those moments of just giving a message, just giving a great message that I kind of just have remembered all the way to today. Some of the things I remember most vividly in my mind are from cartoons, which could be good or bad, because I probably should remember more things than just mostly cartoons. But some of the like things I remember most were just enjoying fun cartoons growing up and just waking up on a Saturday morning and just sitting back as I've already said, eating cereal and oatmeal, or oatmeal, and just having a great time watching something. And that's really kind of all I really wanted to talk about, because I feel like I was mumbling a little bit, but I was just very excited to talk about something that means so much to me. And I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And if you did, well, hopefully I'll be making more of this. And also, go check out my YouTube channel, which is Reaper Guru, where I just talk about cartoons or just anything that really I enjoy. And that's all. Thanks for listening. Peace. I'm out.